Does it seem like every time you turn around or open up your wallet, you're shocked at the changes that have directly impacted your life in just 2.5 years? There's something that you can do to protect the value of your hard-earned savings and retirement accounts. Contact the folks at American Hartford Gold and talk to them about your options in diversifying your assets. Empower yourself with opportunity. Hold on to the fruits of your hard work and protect your future. So do what I did and call the only precious metal dealers I trust, American Hartford Gold. Diversify your portfolio with physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside of your IRA or 401k. American Hartford Gold is the highest rated firm in the country with an A+ rating from the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Call today and they'll give you up to $5,000 of free silver on your first qualifying order. Call American Hartford Gold today at 866-887-1188. That's 866-887-1188 or text Dana to 998899. That's 866-887-1188 or text Dana to 998899.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
A naked Florida man was arrested after attempting to break into some Kissimmee homes in Florida. A bizarre naked Florida man. He was, according to WFTV, a homeowner woke up. Now, remember, the last one we had was a guy on the front porch. This is a whole different naked man on somebody's ring cam. He's on the back patio. He's different from the fella last week. So they wake up, check the ring camera, back patio door, and there's a naked man on the back patio. And he's involved in some activities of a solitary sort. And this wasn't apparently the first place that he did it either. He was in someone else's backyard on the same night, and those people also called authorities. So authorities got two different calls about this guy, and he was captured, Giovanni Alagaraz, and he tried to run away naked in the neighborhood. That doesn't sound like that's a fun thing to do. Yeah, he was taken into custody. I mean, not once. So the guy that we had last week was in the front porch. This one's in the back porch. I can't believe I have to sit here and differentiate because there's that many, but here we are. All right. I don't know why this is needed, but Floridians are advised, and we're praying for everybody in Florida, by the way, with the hurricanes coming. Floridians are advised, please do not wrestle the armadillos unless it's necessary. I love how that caveats onto that. Because they're talking about leprosy. You know, armadillos carry leprosy, which I literally didn't even know until, like, you know, it's Hansen's disease. And apparently this is something that they're still, like, they're every year, I think they have to tell people this, but they're like, look, you know, there's some, just stop it unless it's necessary. Unless you got a cat, you get it off of something, just leave it alone is what they're telling people. But they suggest that it's endemic, this disease, in Florida. This isn't the first year that we've talked about this, or the first time we've talked about it. I just think that's kind of interesting. Unless it's necessary. Unless it's necessary. That's all y'all need to know. A Florida man was arrested and charged with killing his sister over an electric bill. Okay. Orange County Sheriff, they said that Roby Severe, that's his name, of course it is, he admitted to killing his sister after he engaged in an argument with her over the electricity bill. Killed his 40-year-old sister, Miguel Brown, and he was arrested, taken into custody, and he admitted to it, according to Local 10. He said he did it and didn't really seem to show any kind of remorse. He also faces charges of first-degree murder and aggravated battery, according to the Orange County records. I just feel like there's probably a number of different ways to solve that problem. Also, a couple of others here. No, I'm not going to do that one. Not doing this one either. Do I want to do this one? Is he clothed? Hang on. I just got to check. Okay, so this guy, a Florida man, faces a strangulation charge because he choked his brother over a travel expense. What? I don't know. That's just what the story is. this guy's facing charges of felony domestic assault. He got mad that him and his brother were arguing over travel expenses, Broward County, and they responded to a report of an alleged domestic battery. And this guy had been beaten up by his brother and strangled. It was an 80-year-old versus, I think, like another 70-something-year-old. So does the whole, like, charges against the elder, because isn't it like a crime against somebody over 60 or something like that? Does it come into play when they're, like, both over 70 and they're just curious? The latest data from the American Heart Association indicates that adults with fatty liver were 3.5 times more likely to have heart failure than those without. And the American Liver Foundation says that 100 million Americans have fatty liver. Start taking care of your liver with Liver Health Formula. You throw everything at your liver. Cholesterol, alcohol, toxins, Tylenol, statins, cigarettes. You shouldn't. And that's why so many people have a sluggish fatty liver that makes you gain weight and lose energy. An all-natural supplement which contains 12 clinically proven botanicals that help recharge and protect your liver. Liver Health Formula is manufactured right here in the USA and approved by American doctors. Now, when you try Liver Health Formula, you'll also get a free bottle of omega-3 to keep your heart healthy. Visit getliverhelp.com/Dana and take advantage of this special offer. That's getliverhelp.com/Dana. For decades, your liver has helped you with over 500 key functions daily. So take care of your liver with Liver Health Formula and get a free bonus gift at getliverhelp.com/Dana. Speaking of schools, I got to share this story with you. This makes me so mad. I'm just, oh boy. If this was my sweet, precious little baby boy, the sweetest little boy. He is so sweet. He's got his little haircut. Look how big his backpack. If you're watching the simulcast, look how big his backpack is on his back. God love him. He is so adorable. So he had a patch. He has a number of patches on his backpack. And he had one. Little bitty one, and it was a Gadsden flag. And this kid was, they tried to get him in trouble with the dress code. They were trying to say in this email, the rationale for determining the Gadsden flag is considered an unacceptable symbol. They said that it had to do with white supremacy groups. It is a military authorized flag. And they said that it's associated with hate groups. And then they linked to this. Let me pull this up. Some stupid piece written by some moron over at a website that I don't even think is accurate. I don't even think this is a real website. It's so goofy. This is like they really try to cherry pick his reasoning here. And they link to this thing where they say, oh, this, who is this guy? Let me pull this up. This freelance editor, Jeff Ingalls. This is who this is. And they claim that it's a hate symbol and it's related to white supremacy groups, patriot groups, I guess, because they're trying to look at, like, what, patriot groups, as though that's like the same thing. They're trying to conflate them. And saying that this was his evidence. Like, this is what I, you know, it's a symbol of intolerance and hate. Here's, you know, etc. So this little boy, he's so adorable. He wanted to stand up for his beliefs. So he got kicked out of class. And then he asked his mom to take him to the news station. The news station didn't want to do an interview. The director was saying that the rule that they claimed that this boy broke, quote, it had to do with any a piece of clothing, accessory, etc., that had to do with drugs, tobacco, alcohol, or weapons or something. That's basically what they were saying. It's because it has to do with their politics is what it is. So there's video and documents. Like, they took video. He's a seventh grader. It's Vanguard Secondary School. His name's Jaden. And they took video. They were in this meeting with the principal, the assistant school counselor, Nicole Longhofer. And they were saying, no, that's that Gadsden flag. It's associated with white supremacy and slavery and the slave trade. And Vanguard Secondary School is part of the Harrison School District 2 in Colorado Springs, Colorado. And they said that Jaden has to remove the patch from his backpack, or basically he can't go to class. And then they said, well, you can just take everything out of your backpack and carry those things around yourself, but you can't have that patch on. It's a military authorized flag. And they literally said on video, we can't have that. It's a very long video. They said that they can't have that flag around other kids. Is what they said. They can't have that flag around other kids. It's just, it's, you know. And the parents, they correct her. They said, it's literally one of our standards. We flew it in the War of Independence, for crying out loud. It literally had nothing to do with slavery. But this moronic school doesn't know the difference, apparently, between the Gadsden flag and the Confederate flag. They have no ideas about any of the flags. I mean, the Gadsden flag, a military authorized flag, you guys know it, the yellow flag with the snake, no step on snake. And it was a military standard. It's authorized. It flew during the War of Independence. Oh my gosh. It was named for a brigadier general in the Continental Army, Charles Gadsden. And it was, the whole point of it, it was at the 13 colonies unity, the unity of the colonies. And the whole point of it was a message to the British saying, FAFO, that's the whole point of the flag. Don't violate our individual liberties. That's the point. Or the snake will rise up. That's the whole point. That's the point of it. It had nothing to do with slavery. Oh my gosh. But that's not what the school was saying. So they cited the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, and they said, we've determined the Gadsden flag is an unacceptable symbol. How much you want to bet, Kane, the school's teaching about genderqueer?
Yeah.
And all of the other books. There's like a million titles, by the way.
If he had a rainbow patch, he'd have been...
Oh my gosh, yeah.
He'd have been green-lighted.
I mean...
next grade.
So I'm just... It's infuriating. This is so infuriating. And this is, I think, a violation not only of his free speech, but it's also abusive. Now, Jared Police weighed in. Jared Police tweeted this morning, quote, obviously, the Gadsden flag is a proud symbol of the American Revolution and an iconic warning to Britain or any other government to not violate the liberties of Americans. It appears on popular American medallions and challenge coins through today. And Ben Franklin also adopted it to symbolize the union of the 13 colonies. It's a great teaching moment for a history lesson. Jared Police said that, so good on him for saying this. But I think they need to come down like a stack of bricks on that school, because that's ridiculous. He's a Democrat. So good on Jared Police for saying that. But this is insane. This kid, I feel so bad for him. So now they're trying to get the word out, but the NBC affiliate didn't think it was a good enough story. But he was kicked out of his class. 12-year-old Jaden, kicked out of his class. So what, I mean, I feel like these educational officials, I feel like these teachers and this counselor are too stupid to be in an academic environment in which they're in charge of children. This is just abusive. Good on this kid for standing up. You know how many kids are just too afraid to do that? Because this is what you're conditioned to do. You're conditioned to be too afraid to speak up. You're conditioned to be afraid to stand up for yourself and your beliefs. Otherwise, you'll get canceled. So this kid was in the right. Good grief. This is a case of homeschooling or private school if I ever saw one. Ridiculous. Just ridiculous. I'm glad the parents stood up for him. Man, oh my gosh, I can't even imagine. You've heard me rave about the Kel-Tec KSG shotgun for a long time. And the fact is, I cannot say enough good things about it. I mean, the KSG is the one that started it all, made ordinary shotguns obsolete and still reigns supreme. But the big reason I keep raving about it is I'm also the proud owner of one, at least. And trust me, I really put the KSG to the test before adding it to my collection. It's perfect for home defense or tactical situations. And this 12 gauge is a reliable go-to that's easy to handle for everyone. The KSG shotgun is the first 12 gauge pump action shotgun chambered for 3-inch shells and with dual tube magazines, offers a capacity of 12+1. Its downward shell ejection makes the KSG truly ambidextrous and ejects shells away from your face. It's compact, lightweight, and easy to maneuver and control. Learn more about the KSG shotgun at KeltecWeapons.com and follow Kel-Tec on social media. Visit KeltecWeapons.com. That's KeltecWeapons.com.
and now. All of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
According to The Guardian, a live worm was found in an Australian woman's brain in a world-first discovery. She complained of forgetfulness and depression. Oh, it's a worm, a roundworm that they normally find in pythons. And the neurosurgeon, it was 8 centimeters long, and I'm done with the story. It's disgusting. She had a lot of symptoms. It's gross. Oh, I can't do it. Oh, that's it. That's that for that story. My mouth is numb talking about it. It's just horrible. So gross. Also, Eminem sent a cease and desist after Vivek Ramaswamy tried to rap with Lose Yourself. And I'm waiting for Wooly Willy to send a cease and desist to Eminem because of that beard. You know, the magnetic thing that you drag, the little shards of metallic bits, and you put them on Wooly Willy's bald face, right? It's the same thing. It's the same. Come on. You know that he did, like, beard for men or something like that. Beard growth for men. It doesn't even look natural. Stop. Doesn't. Laughter can heal a broken heart, like, literally, according to a cardiac health study from the New York Post. They say that scientists in Brazil set out to prove that laughter therapy can improve cardiovascular health and ease symptoms of heart disease. And in fact, that is what they found. They said laughter therapy can be implemented in institutions and health systems for patients at the risk of heart. So comedy, basically, right? Which is why we need comedy. This mask study that was published by NIH suggests that N95 COVID masks may expose the people who wear them to dangerous levels of toxic compounds. And these toxic compounds have been linked to seizures and all kinds of cancer. They've been linked to cancer, all kinds of stuff. It was a very quietly reshared study from the National Institute of Health. It was this spring. It suggested that the masks will, and it was done at Jeonbuk National University in South Korea. And they looked at two different types of medical grade masks. And they said that these masks release chemicals and that they're 8 times the recommended safety limit of what they call TVOCs, or toxic volatile organic compounds. And when you inhale it, it's linked to health issues like headaches and nausea, and then the prolonged and repeat exposure. That's even worse. It gets serious after that. Very serious. So this 5,000 pilots, according to MSN, are suspected of hiding major health issues, and most are still flying. This has to do with, some people are saying it has to do with the vax. Federal authorities were investigating 5,000 pilots suspected of falsifying medical records to conceal that they were receiving benefits, because some of it has to do with heart issues too. I was hearing that from a friend who's, yeah, it's a pilot's all I'm gonna say. But they say that there's some things that make it unfit for them to fly, and they're hiding it, although you're required to disclose it by law. Speaking of law, coming up, the AG of Missouri. He won in court defending against puberty blockers. We'll talk next.
Does the White House see any connection with the changes that the Florida governor has made in teaching about African American history to the kind of violence that we saw in Jacksonville?
That's one of the dumbest things that I've ever heard a reporter ask at this White House press conference yesterday, saying, well, you know, the changes in teaching on black history in Florida, to that. This guy apparently is clueless that Florida actually has mandated teaching on black history with the Stop Woke Act. But does this guy, does this reporter think that graphic pornography in cartoon form in children's books, like literal children, like under the age of 16 in their libraries, it's a real thing? That, what does that have to do with black history? You creeper. Welcome back to the show. Dana Lash here, top of this third hour. I'm sorry, but if you're asking this type of stupid question and you're pretending that this kind of pornography that's in kids' schools is actual education, are you a pedophile? Because that's what a pedophile would say. For real. What do you mean? I mean, so they're sitting here. They're actually thinking that by not teaching kids how to use strap-ons in junior high and elementary school, because that's what was included in at least two of the books that were pulled, because parents were like, that's a little age inappropriate. You know, I mean, sorry, but if you're not going to be able to listen to Wu-Tang in elementary and junior high, then how in the hell are you going to be listening, like reading, you know, the age appropriateness is the point. But I mean, that's what the, so is this guy saying that not being able to teach kids about strap-ons and graphic sex in elementary and junior high, that that caused the Nazi to go and shoot people? That's what he just said. That's what he said. I don't really want to know his name, but I do. That reporter. But that's dumb. That's what I would have said in return. But I'm like, wait, so you're telling me that you think that teaching always, you know what, I hope that in the future Republican administrations have just copies of those books and those photos ready to go. Because I want to see how many networks can't show the images that you show up at the podium of what you're, of the stuff that they're saying is actual academic. Like, bring the big giant stack of books with all the stuff in it and just, you know, throw it up there. Just throw it up there. Just have a big old poster board. You couldn't even show it. You couldn't even show it. We can't show it to you. We'd get in trouble. We could pull it off DirecTV. I'm just curious. That had nothing to do with it. That's what they've been. They're trying to do this thing with. Republicans were very successful last election, and in Florida particularly. Republicans were very successful because a lot of black parents were kind of fed up with everything being closed. A lot of people all over the country, it's why so many people were going to Florida, and all families, and particularly minority families, they didn't like the CRT stuff. They didn't like that. They wanted actual education. And so you had a lot of non-traditional Republican voters that voted Republican the last election. And Democrats are desperately trying to figure out how they can drive a wedge in there. Because remember, Joe Biden said that you're not authentically black if you don't vote for him, if you don't vote Democrat. That's what Democrats have been telling minorities for eons. You're not authentically a woman. You're not authentically gay. You're not authentically whatever, anything, you know, black, Asian, whatever. Actually, I don't think they care about Asian Americans. You're not any of those things unless you vote Democrat. They want to own and have a patent on the identity politic so that they can use it, claim it as their voting block. And as Kane noted, the Jacksonville killer left school in 2020. And also the Jacksonville killer. I mean, this dude had been involuntarily committed. There's all kinds of stuff. But I just fail to see how removing those age-inappropriate books makes a Nazi go shoot people. I fail to see. I mean, are you telling me that strap-ons are just like that's part of the authentic, you know, black culture experience? I'm just curious, Kane. I mean, you're dying over there, but this is what they're saying, but they don't have, they like, go on, say it. This is what this content is. This is what it is. This is what they're talking about. Show them the graphic cartoon sex in these books that they expect junior high and elementary to read and be like, oh, wait, what? I mean, they didn't even have black characters in it, for crying out loud. Several of the books just featured actual like penetration with white cartoon characters. What's that to do with black history? Parents are like, can we not have that in sixth grade? That'd be great. I mean, we're just trying to get the basics of algebra so they can start that in seventh. Can we just not? Instead of learning about how to do taxes, boys can have a vagina. That's what schools are teaching. Like to learn how to do my taxes. Boys can have periods. I'd like to learn how to bank and understand finance. Women can be dudes. That's what schools are teaching. It's the dumbest thing ever.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.